You've been dean of the medical school. Why make that jump to becoming president of the entire university?
Well, you know, I'm committed to all parts of UAB. And the way I look at moving from the senior leadership position of the School of Medicine to that of the university is really like broadening my reach. And I love UAB. I'm an undergraduate alumnus. I had a great education, and I've served really at every level. I've been a faculty member, a department chair, dean of the School of Medicine, president of our practice plan, interim CEO of the health system. So to me, this is just a natural broadening of the leadership responsibilities, and I truly want all aspects of UAB to achieve excellence in its mission.
You've talked about a strategic planning process, about getting out there, meeting all the various people on the campus. But beyond that, what are your goals? What do you hope to accomplish as you take the reins of the university?
Well, I know that strategic plans, great strategic plans, have to be executed and resourced. And too often, strategic plans get done and put on a shelf, and the implementation and execution falls short. We will ensure that that does not happen. And I think as you look across the School of Medicine, our academic medical center, it is remarkable what has been accomplished in the last 2 years with great leadership, great faculty involvement, and execution in holding one another accountable for the goals and achievements that we strive for.
So are there specific things that you hope to accomplish as president?
I hope that all things UAB will be outstanding. And I know that we have to plan and set our priorities and use our resources to help really support those priorities. I'm good at planning and executing and resourcing because I believe in it. And I love it because I know it's crucial for the institution's success.
This is a time when higher education is under great pressure. A university like UAB depends on federal research dollars. The Affordable Care Act affects the money that flows through this university. Meanwhile, Montgomery doesn't seem to be turning up the spigot on state funding, and you have pressure on tuition, what students are charged in tuition fees. How do you operate within that kind of environment?
You have to make good decisions, and this is where a plan that sets your priorities is so crucial. It's not going to be a top-down plan. It's going to be a plan that our faculty and staff and students and alumni and supporters come together, and we're going to, across all of our units, define our priorities. And we're going to invest and implement, and we're going to go out into the community, the city, the state, the nation, and garner additional support. So there's no shortage of challenges, but at the same time, we have never had more opportunity for great advances than we do now.
There's a certain segment that believes that UAB can't really chart its own course within the University of Alabama system. They point to the board's decision to not allow an on-campus football stadium to be built. How do you see that point of view, or how do you see that criticism, that UAB can't chart its own course?
That's not true. The board supports us, and in all of my interactions with the board, I have never, ever felt unsupported. Now, they do want us to be thoughtful, to plan well, to set priorities, to be able to resource it, be able to fund it, and be fiscally responsible. But our board wants us to be the greatest that we can be. And they're as much our board as they are the board for UA in Tuscaloosa or UA in Huntsville, University of Alabama, Huntsville. I've had those discussions. I feel 100% sure of that.
What's success for you? What has to happen during your tenure for you to be able to say, I've been a successful president of UAB?
Our goals and plans are broad. I've never been unsuccessful at any stage in my career because I study the issues well, I'm committed from the inside out, and I know that we can be successful. So I know what success is about, and it's really about us more than me. I'm worried about UAB being as great as it can be, and I simply want to do whatever I can in a leadership role to help facilitate that. And I can tell you I've done that as a department chair, as a dean, and other leadership positions, and that's what's gratifying at the end of the day, bringing people together, having a great plan, executing, and changing the lives of people, and that's what we're all about.